Finish this email for a second. We need to talk about
this. Hey, Roberta.
Hey, Jen. How are ya?
So I have to... Did you hear the one about the man in the bar?
No. What about the man in the bar? Man walks into a bar.
And he says, ouch.
Ouch.
No.
Ouch.
Not funny at all.
Walks into a bar and he
into
says,
a bar.
I'm writing an email and I got it. I'm not even concentrating on it.
Poor Roberta's a little slow today.
All right, so I better jump
early
in
the
here.
Morning.
What do you mean early morning? Tomorrow morning at this time, you'll be over at...
Yeah, you'll be dressed.
Liz.
I'll be dressed, yeah. Right. Oh, boy.
The Liz Claiborne event.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know. Probably just pants, because it is cold in New York.
It is. It's cold
it
everywhere.
Cold.
Cold, cold, cold. Actually, not bad in certain parts of the country. Out in the... Where you are, Jennifer, is now warmed up and it's pretty seasonal.
Nice. Yeah, right? It's like 70 right. this week. But
yeah,
it's been
yeah.
cold out here, too.
Oh, yeah. Cold for you is what, 50, right?
30 and 40.
Yeah, 30 and 40 can be chilly.
Cold.
Looking forward to the trek across the country next week. Let's see, Monday at WELW in Lorain, Ohio. Tuesday, KWAM today, a week from today in Memphis. Then Wednesday down in Stevenson, Texas. Thursday, I think it's Albuquerque. If it's Thursday, it must be Albuquerque. Friday down in Lake Havasu. And then Saturday, hopefully, out to someplace which is yet to be determined.
An undisclosed location.
Undisclosed location, yeah. As I think I said on the air, I rented the house that I have. I've been trying to sell the house, but because I have one of those phantasmagorical mortgages, yeah, I'm not any different than anybody else. I had a good time using those mortgages for 4 or 5 years, and I bought and sold... three places and did wonderfully well. Helped me to buy the farm that I'm now trying to save here. And then the fourth one I bought, it was all the same smoke and mirrors stuff. And, you know, the mortgage got paid and we sold the place and that was the end of that. But at the moment, this house that I have has lost about $250,000 worth of value. And so the mortgage is higher on it than the value is. Not too many people coming along want to buy a place and have to pay off a mortgage.
Well, a short sale, right?
Well, I'm not going to do that because I think that I've looked into it, and unless I'm wrong, somebody maybe who's been through this can suggest a better way of doing it. But I've talked to my accountant and the lawyer and all of the people, the real estate guy. I have great faith in all of them. I've known them all, worked with them for a long time. And they have not convinced me that that can be done without affecting your credit. If it can be done without affecting the credit, I might look at it. I'm not trying to, I have no reason to want to get the bank. You know, a lot of people just get angry because they want to get the
bank.
What's
your interest rate?
My interest rate is 3.93%.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, it's not like I'm getting creamed with a mortgage interest. It's just the payments. By the time I'm done, what I rented for and what the payments are on the first mortgage, about right. But after the taxes and the other stuff, it's a time when we're all trying to consolidate, all trying... For the most part, unless you're fabulously wealthy, you've been hit by what the economic realities were. I'm not fabulously wealthy by any stretch of the imagination. I've made a lot of money in certain years of my life. I have lost a lot of money by sticking to things, either beliefs or projects that others would say, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? But that's just the way I am. And I've dug out of holes, and you have too. Over the years, so you dig out of one more. The thing that bothers me is that we live in a different circumstance where people are so influenced by what the media has to say. Instead of your own experiences being the telling or the arbiter of what happens, it's the media twisting and turning things around. And it's always in the negative. It's always, always bad. Yesterday, some guy whose name I didn't even recognize, but he's supposedly this guru of finance and has a big hedge fund that manages money, $8.5 billion. He says, we're not done. We're going to have another recession next week. Next year. Well, what are you talking about? We haven't gotten out of the recession we're in. It doesn't take a genius to say that it's going to take a while to dig out of this one. But why would you say that unless you were trying to manipulate your own hedge fund? And this guy is a dollar. He manages the dollar. And so if he says things look bad for the economy, that's good for the dollar. It's good for him. It's good for his clients. It's not good necessarily for the psyche of everybody else. But these people don't think about that. They think about themselves. And that's why there is as much trouble as there is. I have always felt, Roberta, that the, you know, the simplistic attitude of go get the rich guys, which you continue to hear pounded by certain stupidos in the political world, it's so overly simplistic that
it is overly simplistic.
It makes me nauseous to think that people buy into that stuff.
It's just, you know what it is? It's just convenient rhetoric.
Right, that's all. That's a very good way of putting it. Yeah, that's a great phrase. Convenient rhetoric. But it doesn't really tell the story, and it doesn't really fix the problem. The problem is we have too much taxation in this country, and it's inappropriately used. And so people, they look at the simplistic side of things because they've been dulled into sort of this regressive, oh, I guess we have to go along to get along thinking, which has never been my mainstay, never will be. I am diametrically opposed to the income tax system, have said that hundreds if not thousands of times on the air. The system is just plain bad, wrong, regressive.
Do you like the idea of a flat tax?
The death tax. What I like is a flat
sales tax.
That's fixed at a percentage like 14%. There have been studies that suggest anywhere from 14 to 19% on any objects. And I used this example before, and I'll use it again. We were talking about Wesley Snipes going to jail tomorrow or Thursday, whenever he's going in. Yeah, the more you see guys like this going to jail, you wonder, what's this about? It's control. It's power. If this guy or all of us had been, and I suppose maybe forced is the way to put it, but have been, if we were working in a system that really made sense, if this really was a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, then there would be exemptions at certain income levels. Like below $40,000, you wouldn't have to pay a sales tax on most everything. And then and you'd have a card, just like a credit card, that would say, okay, you have to pay or you're exempt.
Being below $40,000 net income.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to pay any sales tax. Right.
Yeah.
No, nothing. No return. Don't have the IRS. You got nothing. All you do is you buy $100 item, you pay $14 tax on it. You buy a $1,000 item, you pay $140 taxes on it. You buy a $10,000 item, you pay a $1,400 sales tax.
And the only stuff that isn't
taxed. You buy $1 million and you pay $140. That's it.
Right. And the only stuff that isn't taxed is the necessities in life.
Food.
Right? Right.
You don't tax food.
And good food. Whatever.
Food you don't tax.
They should tax the processed foods.
All right. Well, whatever. Then you're engineering again.
Right.
You educate people, you don't engineer. You get rid of all of this damnable government and just blow it up. And sooner or later, it's going to come to that. There's going to be a revolution in this country, and it'll be in our lifetime, because things have just gone way kaflooey. The most of what people don't really understand, because they're not being taught this in school, the reason for the recession is because there's too much government and power concentrated in the hands of the few, and they either fix things for their pals, like was done with the regulators looked the other way when it came to the banks and how they were loaning money and all of that stuff. You don't have that because regulation, the country exists or doesn't at the hands of those who run businesses well or don't. That's it. The government doesn't step in and fix things. If you're too big and it doesn't work, you bust and goes away and you start over again. Somebody else comes along. Most businesses only last, the average length of time for most businesses is 43 years. If you last longer than 43 years or a business that you start, a corporation, it becomes a big business, for the most part, the track record of success is about 43 years. After that, the business becomes obsolete. It gets run by people that don't know how to run it. Any number of things. But that's the world we live in. So we can dream about good things, better things, deal with the problems of today, and be thankful you're not Elizabeth Edwards. That's probably the best thing you can think about. Be thankful for what you have. And if you're in the same state that she is, God bless you, the poor woman. It is one of the, maybe just because we've gotten to know her and we got to like her. And we there's a good guy and a bad guy in every drama. Her husband, what an unbelievable cretin. What a jerk.
You know what, though? Yeah. He has to live with it, and she has a clear conscience.
Right.
You know, we hope, so.
Yeah. It is. 17 after and good day.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV. Through what?
Oh, through we!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're into the Christmas spirit. It's December 7th, though. We have to maybe make a moment or two in each hour for a remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day and what it means and how it gets stretched. And one wonders, okay, have we learned anything from all of that stuff? Coming up, Facebook has a new layout that makes your information more relevant for Christmas gifting. Perhaps you get some ideas from looking at somebody's Facebook page. And Roberta has the Queen of Cheap Box to fill.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. Get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hemp, USA.
hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Council.
John, as a suggestion for a reality show. John, thanks for the call. What do you have for us?
I think we ought to get a guy and then get 12 girls, and half of them are real and the other half are drag queens. And I'm not kidding. We got some in Jacksonville that 3 feet away in a bikini, you wouldn't know.
All right, so what would you call that?
What are you doing 3 feet away from a drag queen in a bikini?
Hey, you ought to try it. It's a hoot. It's a hoot.
Love Amish style. There are. Why are you laughing?
Your choice of song for Amish lovers.
There are some new novels out that are all about. These are very racy stories about Amish women that caught my attention. The Amish women, it's like that forbidden fruit sort of thing. You look at the Amish women; they're not quite as conservative. Is that the right word for Muslim women who are in the attire? Am I sticking my foot in my mouth, or am I okay?
No, because Amish women. Well, first of all, Amish women aren't listening to the show because they don't have radios. But
right, supposedly.
Supposedly, but they have the little hoods over their head. They just don't cover their face.
Right. They're little, those are
bonnets.
Things. Right. They're like what you would wear in a restaurant to keep the netting off of, keep the hair from going to the food. Apparently, there are a new series of love novels, almost like Harlequin novels that are all about the Amish women and how they like to love, and this is not something that we have we've thought much about before, right? But these novels are being turned out with a lot of regularity and with quite a bit of success. Let's see here. There is a this is the Bethany House publisher, and the author of these books is Beverly Lewis. You might want to check this out, Roberta. It's called Bonnet Fiction. You put a bonnet on the cover, and it doubles the sales of the book. There's a new book out called The Thorn, sold 280,000 copies since it was published in September. And this woman has written like 13, or there have been 13 million books that have been published all about the Amish and what their personal relationships are, all the way down to their what they wear. The bad boys, the Amish bad boys, and the disapproving parents, and the difficulty that siblings have, nosy Amish neighbors, love in the barn. There's not, apparently the books are not directly sexual. They have their romance sort of off-center stage, if you will. But there are descriptions of lip kisses, which apparently the Amish shun. I don't really know. I've never had a relationship or friendship with an Amish person, a woman. I don't know that much about what goes on. But you have that. It has that sort of stigma, if you will, if that's the right word. Or it has that. There's a trail that follows the Amish way. And maybe what gives us what we think isn't so much a book, but the movie. Remember the movie Witness with Kelly McGillis and Harrison Ford and the aprons and that sort of thing? I've been at auctions on Amish farms, seen how they all sort of dress the same and sound the same, and the women act the same. But in these books, there's a lot of romance, apparently, and a lot of community, and the Amish crave these sorts of things because they don't have television. So a lot of the Amish are reading these these books themselves.
They're looking for love.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Doug?
Yes?
I have to do Queen of Cheap right now because I have a furniture delivery coming in 5 minutes.
Well, that's too bad, Roberta, because it's 28 past the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook has announced a new layout for your profile that will make your personal information even more prevalent. The new design displays your education, work history, relationship status, and a slideshow of recent pictures. I hate it. In other news, the U.S. Department of Transportation has proposed a rule that would require new cars to have rear-view video cameras. The National Highway Traffic Administration sees this as a necessary solution to stop over 100 deaths and 7,000 yearly injuries caused by cars backing up. If only for our safety, our cars will soon have eyes, too. And finally, Verizon is now allowing customers to use their mobile phone plans on their landline phones, sharing existing limits. The service is called Home Phone Connect and costs $9.99 a month, with Verizon offering a $19.99 unlimited domestic calling plan. Already have a landline and don't want to lose your phone number? Verizon will switch that over for you, too. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light, 500 watt, for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. So did Roberta go to take care of her?
I don't know.
She's gone to the Queen of Sheba.
Do you love that?
Can I do that? Because Roberta has a large apartment building in New York that she owns, and she has just redone one of them, and the furniture is arriving as we speak, even though it was supposed to be done outside of the time when she was obligated to be here to do her thing.
I think we should call her Ethel Mertz.
Ethel Mertz. Perfect. Ethel Fascinelli. Along with Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut. Here's our 2020 value-added question. This is a trivia question. Why do men's clothing have buttons on the right while women's clothing have buttons on the left?
I read this in an Encyclopedia Brown book.
800-510-8255. Why is it that men's clothing have the buttons on the right side while women's clothing have the buttons on the left? What's the story? 800-510-8255. Pretty easily researched, pretty easily figured. So if you know and you want a little Christmas present, before we actually get started with the 12 days of Christmas, which ought to start, would be on the 12th, right? Next, I think next Monday we start the 12 days of Christmas. When true love comes to me with a partridge in a pear tree.
If someone came to me with a partridge in a pear tree, I'd send him packing.
I think you're right. wouldn't want one of those for a Christmas present.
No.
Why do men's clothing have the buttons on the right side, women's clothing have the buttons on the left? Explain, s'il vous plaît, 800-510-8255. As Christmas is upon us, wreaths across America, starting on Sunday, last Sunday, the convoy moving across. Do you know the story of these trucks? There are thousands of wreaths that are traveling across the country to be given. I think the whole thing started in Maine, and the trip is going from up the coast of Maine down the coast. And I think that if they haven't gotten to Arlington National Cemetery, they will today. And there are state police in each state going along with them. There are the specially made fur wreaths that are being placed this week on the graves of war veterans. The sad thing is that there are so many graves where the names on the headstone don't represent what's under the ground. That's a whole different story. Can you imagine that? Yet another example of the foolishness that goes on in government. And people in government say, well, it's not us, it's the private contract. What difference does it make who it is? You got people buried under headstones who aren't represented with their remains. I suppose the other side of that is, why does it make a difference? And maybe you can make an argument for that, too. But it's just the principle of the thing. Didn't they dig up some over this past weekend? They found 8 urns under one headstone?
Yeah, I heard about that.
I mean, well, come on. And this is after they've been investigating this bunch for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Still do, but it doesn't take away from the goodness of the idea that came, I think, from trying to do the right thing. The wreaths are a wonderful touch, I think, and maybe appropriate because they are there in time for December 7th. That's also something that is important, I think. All of these things are symbolic, but they're important symbolism, frankly. So here we go, bringing ourselves up to date. We had the story earlier this week, the atheists who have started their usual war on Christmas. I think we talked about that last Friday, the foolishness going on in Colorado. Here's a story from Kansas. The display out in front of Mike Babick's house, Christmas display, very popular, been around for some years. Neighbors love it, or at least some neighbors love it. Others have called town officials to complain because every year Mike Babick's display gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and more people come down the street. I remember we talked about this last year, Jennifer. People coming down. This is a cul-de-sac, I believe. Mm-hmm. And this fellow who is 69, he spends a month to set up his big display. Clay, as a matter of fact, why don't you see if you can find this display, and we'll put some pictures up at gooddayshow.com okay. In our photo box. Mike Babick in Prairie Village, Kansas. 250,000 visitors last year drove down the street to see what his house looked like. It is, he says, a gigantic Christmas present to everybody. However, some of his neighbors say that this has become too popular. There are too many cars, too many limos, too many tour buses. They block the street. People can't get out of their driveways. People are walking across their lawns of the neighbors' houses, making a big mess. And so there are 30 other people who live on the street. Pretty much all of them are complaining. There are this, the city's put up no parking signs, and they have all of this stuff. And then Mr. Babick said to his neighbors, "You are all anti-Christmas."
Oh.
And one of the neighbors said, "I'm not anti-Christmas. There's 250,000 cars coming down our street.
We don't like the traffic." That is true.
Did you find a picture of this? Did you find this a picture, Clay?
No, what's his name again?
His name is Babick, B-A-B-I-C-K, Mike Babick, Prairie Village, Kansas. Got it?
Next should, to Clark yeah. Griswold. Can you imagine being the neighbor right next door with those lights blinking in your eyeballs?
Right. Aye, aye, aye. 800-510-8255. Okay, let's see if we can find
it. Man, I found it. Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, okay. So put that picture up on gooddayshow.com. Right next to the video of me wearing my red turtle neck, which somebody in the chat room said I look good in red. Thank you. This is actually burgundy, I think.
You look nice.
Would you say that was burgundy kind of? I think it's more. I'll wear a red one, a real red one, tomorrow. So the question here on why men's clothing, a lot of people are buying clothing for Christmas. The Christmas spirit, getting presents, you go buy. You got to know a lot about the person you're buying clothing for. It's not something you buy for everybody. You got to know sizes, you got to know tastes, all that stuff. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. But this was a basic bottom line question. Why do men's clothing have buttons on the right side while women's clothing on the left? See if we can come up with the answer. And we'll take a sampling of various people's ideas. Michael, in Lake City, Florida, what say you about this?
Good morning, Doug. On the other, the lights, that's an attractive nuisance. That's a legal term. But
an attractive nuisance. I didn't know that was a legal term, but that's good. Yeah.
Yes, okay. But it's because the men would dress themselves, but the women would have the servants or the helpers actually dress them.
Uh-huh.
So that's why the buttons were on the other side.
All right, let's see if we get consensus. Don't go away. Hold on. Jan, down the street in Vero Beach, what do you say about the buttons being on the right and the left, et cetera? What do you think the story is?
Good morning.
Morning.
My father told me years ago it's to coordinate with the zipper and the buttons on the trousers, and that way it would look more coordinated rather than having them switched over from one side to the other.
Really? All right. We're taking all this explanation in. Jennifer, you're making notes. You're the girl.
I am.
All right. Sue, another Floridian. Hi, Sue.
Hello.
So what do you think the reason for clothing for men being right buttoned and women left buttoned?
Actually, it's just the opposite of what the first gentleman said.
Yeah.
It's the wives and the servants that used to get the men dressed and button their shirts.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you get that information?
Actually, it was off the internet recently.
Was it?
I mean, it was in a fax finder on one of the emails that went around.
All right, hold on just a second. Yeah, we have
a little research.
Yeah. Rogers in Aberdeen, Washington. What's the reason, Roger?
Well, everybody knows that men are right and women are wrong, so they're left.
All right.
Roger.
Hold on to that thought. 800-510-8255. Randy, another Washingtonian. Hello, Randy.
Yeah, no, the first caller had it right.
Michael had it right.
Men dressed themselves, and the women had assistants dressing them, so the buttons needed to be on the other side.
All right. Let's see here. Hold on just a second. We're going to go through as many of these people as we can. Charlotte is in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Charlotte, why do you think men's clothing have buttons on the right?
Because ladies' maids used to button the ladies, and it was easier for them to button as the men buttoned their own.
Right. So looking at it from the other side, as
side.
It were, what you're
That's
saying,
correct.
Right? All right. Hold
correct.
On. Let's try. We got one more of these, and then we'll see if there's a consensus. Jimbo in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So what's the reason for buttons
being?
It's
got to do with the sword.
Has to do with the sword. What does it have to do with the sword?
Well, and when they had the swords, they used to button it from the left over the right, and it'd hang up when you pulled the sword out.
Really?
So they made it from the right to the left, so it wouldn't hang up.
Yeah.
So when they're sword fighting, it wouldn't hang up on their blouse.
I always wondered what would happen if you didn't have your zipper up all the way and you lifted out your the sword. It'd be a dangerous thing. All right, hold on a second, Jimbo. Well, here's the real story behind the story. Oh, you know what? I'm going to keep everybody waiting. Yes.
You can't.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, and then Jennifer's going to check what's on television after I tell you what the real story is here. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light 500 watt for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
Want to heat things up this Christmas for the lady in your life? Send her the new Hoodie Footy Pajama. Most talked about holiday gift this year, and it's available at pajamagram.com. Nobody else has it. A Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with a cozy footy pajama. It'll keep her warm from head to toe. The Hoodie Footy is made of microfleece, soft, comfortable, warm, has a zip up front, and you can zip the feet off as well. It is wonderful. Pajamagram has over 100 styles, in fact, to choose from. Everything from naughty to nice and comfy to sexy. Each Pajamagram is delivered in a beautiful gift hat box and lavender bath confetti. A Do Not Disturb sign is attached as well, and a gift card. All of this comes free. Overnight delivery, Christmas delivery. Visit pajamagram.com for the Hoodie Footy. It is something will make your relationship really cozy. Call 800-GIVE-PJs, 800-448-3757, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Monto Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontoMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounced checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go Go to MontalMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontalMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
All right, so we have the news on the Hoth coming up. Jennifer Horn will check television tidbits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the answer to the question first, why do men's clothes have a button on the right, women's clothes have a button on the left? When buttons were invented, they were very expensive, and they were worn primarily by a lot of rich people. Only the rich could afford buttons.
Hmm.
And because wealthy women were dressed by maids, the dressmakers put the buttons on the maid's right-hand side. Since most people are right-handed, it's easier to push buttons on the right through the holes on the left. Button right, hole on left. That's where women's buttons have remained.
Interesting. So right. Our caller was right, sort of.
All right, so let's see. Michael, that's what you said, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on just a second. Jan, you didn't really say that, did you?
No.
No, I didn't think you did. Okay. Sue, did you say that? You didn't say that either, really.
Nope.
No, okay. Roger, did you say that? I don't think you said that. But no, you were actually pretty close, weren't you, Roger?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take it.
It doesn't sound too convinced to me. Jimbo, were you right or wrong?
I was right.
You were right. And let's see here. Hold on a second. I think that Michael and Jimbo were the closest. Charlotte, what about you?
I was right.
You were right. All right. So, Michael, give them all a little Christmas present, all right? That's the answer. You got the story because the buttons were so expensive, only the rich could afford them, and women were dressed by maids, and it was easier for them to button the same as if they were buttoning themselves. So it was turned around. All right, David Hasselhoff has a move. Why is that?
He has a move?
You didn't know that?
What do you mean a move?
He's moving to London.
Oh!
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Wow, this is big news. I'm on.
Big news, you're on the cutting edge.
You usually beat me to the punch on this stuff.
Why is
he's going to
London?
Replace Simon as the head judge on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. You scooped me. I'm so
I
proud
did.
Of you.
All right, so let's find out what I didn't scoop you on.
Well, speaking of Simon and American Idol and all of that hoopla,
yeah.
There's going to be a new change. Not only are we getting new judges, but American Idol is going to start doing online voting, which
really?
They've only done phone or text before. So this will be kind of a new thing, which is, I think, probably a good move because I don't know about you, Dougie, but when I want to vote, I hate waiting on hold and getting the busy
too.
Signal.
And I vote so much.
You do vote.
Yeah.
Dexter fans, you guys should be happy. Showtime has renewed the series for its 6th season. So that's good news for Dexter. And then also, Doug, America's Most Wanted. We always talk about this show. Ronnie Chasen, the tips that are coming in about her, the one that led to finding that guy, that man of interest.
Yeah.
John Walsh told the LA Times that that was because of America's Most Wanted. It was a tip into that show that led to that.
Led to
who
him
knows
killing
what.
Himself, and apparently
yeah.
he wasn't the appropriate suspect after all.
No, he was just a little nutty.
Yeah.
But good news, if we want to get off of that, Mike and Molly, the show about the two plus-size people.
Yeah.
It is the top it's the top new show of the year for viewer engagement. So that's good news for that show.
What does that mean?
Sticking around. It means that of all the new shows, people are liking it, yeah. Following it, and staying with it more than any other show.
One past the hour, and good day.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications.
medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
It's now 53 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're sort of realigning a few things for this morning because of the needs of the people who are participants in the program. You know me. I'm all about accommodating the folks who are here. I'm happy to help because they're so happy to help me. I'm happy to help them. Roberta needed a little respite. She needed a little time. She needed a little room. She needed to breathe so that she could work. Now she's all full of life and breath again. So those of you who have been standing by, those of you who have been waiting, those of you who have anticipated the latest news from the Queen of Cheap, she will have that for you in just a moment to demonstrate her dedication to this program and to this effort.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Not sure whether Roberta Fasanelli will be upset if I call her the cash cow or not. Fasanelli. Hi, Roberta. Wow us with savings.
Okay, here's a great deal if you're doing some Christmas shopping for the kids. Amazon has 50% off 27 different Play-Doh toys. I know my kids love Play-Doh. They loved it. The smell of Play-Doh would be stuck on the chairs and on the sofa and on the tables and on the walls, but they loved it. So Amazon, 50% off. We have the link for you. We have a coupon for a free Dream Water. Now, I don't know what Dream Water is. It says, give the gift of sleep. So I would guess it's water, like with something in it that makes you fall asleep. But you can try it free.
We have put a little magnesium. It could be magnesium water, like Jigsaw magnesium water. That would make sense.
That would make you sleep. Or maybe with some melatonin in it or something.
Yeah.
But another gimmick. But, you know, heck, if you could try it free, that's okay.
Free.
Dream Water. Dream Water. free Chick-fil-A biscuit from January 3rd through 8th. This is a heads up, but you have to go and reserve it on December 27th. So we just have it up there for you to mark your calendars if you really want to have the free Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit for a special taste testing. And a coupon. This is cool. A coupon for a free flat tire repair at Mr. Tire, and it's good through the end of January, so you get almost two whole months to get your tires fixed. You get a flat tire from driving through all the snow and slush and rain and all the
winter. How do you get a flat tire from going through snow and slush? What does it matter?
Well, sure you do, because you can get, you know, nails that you don't see stuck in them. Otherwise,
well, you can do that. You don't have to be in snow and slush.
Yeah, but you won't see them because it's covered with snow.
Oh, you won't see them if it's dark.
It's dark. So these are the four things today on the Queen of Cheap site on GoodDay.com. GoodDayShow.com.
Four things?
Only four things for today, but there's lots of stuff archived on there.
Yeah, there is.
Goodness.
It's all archived.
Tons and tons of stuff.
Check it out. All the Queen of Cheap box at GoodDayShow.com. All right, here are some ways to save my order. These are more smart money moves, I'm going to guess, than saving money. Although if you're smart about it, you will save money. If you set a gift budget and stick to it.
People
in my life blunder sort of into Christmas backwards. They just say, okay, I'm going to go shopping. And when you go shopping, people spend a fortune. They don't have in January, wake up with a credit card headache because they aren't really planning. They don't plan. And that's a very important thing to do. So you have a budget, do you, Roberta?
A budget, yeah, we do.
You do?
Yep.
Jennifer,
absolutely.
You have a budget?
Yeah, I don't stick to it
I wouldn't have expected you would. How about Clay? You have a budget?
I've got a very strict budget.
Strict budget. All right. And how much is your strict budget?
I have like $20 a day.
$20 a day. From now until Christmas?
The foreseeable future. Wait, are you just talking about
Christmas?
No, I'm talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Clay. I have a real
budget. I'll probably end up buying my family presents at the last minute.
Yeah, but how much money are you going to spend?
Not much.
Well, but that doesn't tell us anything. Are you planning to spend $100, $200, $400? How much are you going to spend?
In total?
Yeah.
Maybe $100.
$100. Yeah. You cheapskate.
Oh, it's better than what I got my mom last year.
Really? Where'd you get her last year?
Well, actually, 2 years ago. It was right before I moved to New York, and I was having my family and I were fighting a lot, and so I got her dryer balls at Walgreens the night before.
Oh, those are a cool gift, though. I use those all the time.
59.